just gone 20 minutes after 6, and the world's major oil countries extended production cuts that investors had believed initially would likely provide momentum to the promising early signs of recovery in the oil and gas industry, and offering some prospect for continued stability and possibly even growth in oil prices. However, some of them are a little skeptical on what's happening there, particularly in the oil space. But to get a breakdown, I'm joined by Jenny Erskine, who's a partner in the oil and gas at Deloitte. Jenny, thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Ms. Anastasia.
So, you know, we all paid attention to, you know, last week's agreement regarding OPEC and that, you know, to prolong some of the supply curbs for 9 months. But there's been talk of some kind of skepticism from investors looking at the oil price. How are you interpreting what's happening in that particular market?
Correct. Yes, I think the market's reaction to the announcements by OPEC, globally the markets do seem a bit skeptical about it, whether it will have the desired effect, and the desired effect being to try and see an increase in oil prices by reducing your production. However, our view is that it is at least bringing stability to the oil price in terms of the longer-term outlook.
Right. And in terms of, you know, how companies are reacting, particularly those in the industry, whether it's cost-cutting measures or M&A activity, we saw it in the mining sector when the commodities were going through a rough time. There was a lot of consolidation. Are we going to see something similar when it comes to the oil companies?
Yes, I mean, if one looks at the oil price over the last few years and the slump and the reaction to the oil companies, there was quite immediate reactions by the companies in that they did definitely cut their costs, and they also cut a lot of their capital expenditure spends on their exploratory projects. What we are seeing now with this gradual stability, we are sensing a slow recovery in the markets, and you do see some oil and gas companies now starting to spend more, and particularly on the capital projects, as well as increased, we expect, M&A activity as it's becoming more attractive as companies consolidate their portfolios.
And in terms of how, you know, a country like South Africa reacts, I mean, I know our local oil and gas sector is in the early development phase. How do we react as South Africa in order to capitalize on particularly any renewed oil and gas exploration?
Yes. For us in South Africa, it holds really good prospects. With it being a new frontier and the very early stages of development in the oil and gas industry, particularly also through the Operation Bakisa, where we have been looking at the unlocking of the value in our oceans, that this stabilization and slow recovery in the oil and gas industry is very good news for us, particularly for the upstream sector, as there is much value in our oceans which need to be found, discovered and monetized for oil and gas companies.
Right. Well, Jenny, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, pleasure, Anastasia.
That's Jenny Erskine, who's a partner in oil and gas at Deloitte, talking to us about the rate of recovery in the oil price.